Is a minute big or small? Hello, my name is Stephen Jackson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Skaney Atlas, and today's Mars Hill pastor for the day. When you're in a hurry, a minute feels like almost no time at all. When you're forced to sit still, a minute can feel like forever. With just a couple of weeks to Christmas, there's an awareness that I'm speaking to people that are likely a swirl in the spectacle and the stress of the season. New memories are out there being made, and old memories are irresistibly surging to the surface. So, as I contemplated on the various themes of the season, the scriptures adored and rehearsed each year, the fondness and the fatigue that the season can bestow, I thought, well, what's my favorite part of Christmas morning? Is it the decorations, the music, the eerie and yet expectant silence of a world standing still? Is it the promise of a couple of days off, or gifts, or food? No, for me, both as a child and now as a parent, the most consistent highlight of Christmas mornings are the stockings. Growing up, there was a premium on unwrapping gifts found under the tree. Each person in our family took their turn so that the whole family could enjoy the wonder of each special item as it was revealed from under the wrapping paper. But that meant, you guessed it, waiting. Minutes could feel like hours at times, and snoozy older teenage siblings, though humorously remembered now, were perhaps not quite so fondly endured back then. But stockings? Those were free game. Whenever you got up, you were permitted to silently tiptoe to the bulging, crooked, red felt pouches and ever so delicately lift the one with your name on it so as not to disturb the others beside it, and certainly without risking a single treat spilling from the overflowing top. Then you would find a section of the living room floor unclaimed by the encroaching collections of gifts and decorations and revel in the freedom to dip unrestrained in the trove of rewards curated just for you. To this day, I find an irrepressible glee watching my son spill out exotic dried and candied fruits, clattering nuts, surely the biggest apple and orange you've ever seen, some fine confection wrapped and patterned and painted foil, something salty, something sweet, some things that will last a while and others that will be delightfully gobbled up before the top of the hour. Perhaps there may be a small game or puzzle, a flat pouch containing a balsa wood glider with a propeller that still, to this day, never seems to stay attached, an elegant new pen or pencil set, maybe some watercolor paints. Rarely would a stocking include something that one might consider to be a big gift, but nevertheless, gifts that filled the heart as much as the moment, yielding a strange kind of joy that would inexplicably displace impatience, and just as curiously, a joy that would persist beyond the monumental exuberance of grand surprises and hopes fulfilled. It occurs to me how fitting a parallel that draws to our own Christian life. Many of us are early risers of sorts, having come early in our life to the gift offered to us in and by Jesus Christ. Perhaps others of us have slept in, unnecessarily delaying our participation in the joy that is set before us. And then others, having been preoccupied by life and those who depend on us, we return to the celebration a little later than we might have hoped, weary-eyed, and secretly hopeful that someone will offer us some soothing refreshment, a spiritual pick-me-up, as it were, to get us going again. But regardless of when we arrive to the scene, whether we are near or far from those mountaintop moments in our lives, there is waiting for you every day an overflowing of gifts of enduring return, moments to see or share God's love around us, convicting, reassuring, and invigorating contemplations about God, beautiful, complex, and unspeakably satisfying words of Scripture, all of which bestow a sense of freedom and belonging unmatched by any in the world, even as we wait with patient reverence upon the Lord who has prepared even more and greater things for us, simply because it is His joy to do so. As it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the First Baptist Church of Skaney Atlas, my family and me, Pastor Stephen Jackson, as today's Mars Hill pastor for the day.